Howdy, and welcome to Vintage Voices, a production of the Radio Players of the Theater Company of Sun City. This program comes to you each Sunday at 11 a.m. and Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. Currently, we are presenting classic plays in the Western genre, featuring the voices of our own actors. Today's play is A Doctor's Story, part of the Lone Ranger series that started as radio plays on January 30th, 1933, and ran through September 3rd, 1954. The Masked Man also appeared in books, on television, in movies and in comic strips, and remains an icon of our American culture. This episode's cast includes Dick Storr as the announcer, Kevin Fenner as the Lone Ranger, Orv McElfresh as Tonto, Maxine Barrett as Mary, Jim Thomas as Frank, Luciana Herrera as Sally, Lloyd Schmidt as the Sheriff and Ben Smith, Dick Bruett as Pedro and Pete Bates, and Ed Gordon as Sam Jones. I'm Ed Dennis. The play was directed by Jan Dennis, assisted by Gail Patterson. It was recorded and prepared for broadcast by Jim Eggers and Lauren Argyle.
The Lone Ranger. A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-oh, Silver! The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful Mask Rider of the Plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fella. Hi-oh, Silver! Away!
Frank Rockford approached a small farmhouse in the foothills, several miles inland from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Ho! Ho there! Ho! Easy!
He stood for a moment, waiting, as his 10-year-old daughter, Sally, ran to meet him.
Hello, Daddy.
Hi.
Did you bring me something from town?
No, Sally, not this time.
Aww.
Maybe next time, honey. You run along and play. I have to talk to your mother.
All right, Daddy.
Frank. I didn't expect you back from Milton so soon.
I didn't stay, Mary. I don't know how long I'll be able to go on like this.
I know how you must feel, dear. Sometimes I wonder if running away was the right thing to do.
No one in this territory knows I'm a doctor. They think of me as a small farmer. But by now they must know I'm not a very good farmer for the little I managed to make. I saw a handbill in front of the marshal's office this morning. It said, "Wanted on suspicion of murder, Dr. Rockford."
Oh!
Clean shaven, medium height, blue eyes.
But no one would recognize you with that heavy beard and with a different name?
Perhaps not. But it was a shock reading that handbill. And even though we've convinced Sally our name is now Frankford and that I'm a farmer, I'm always afraid she may run into somebody and make a slip.
Frank, we know you didn't kill anyone.
The facts were against me, Mary. I couldn't stay in Kansas City and face a trial.
I almost wish you had, Frank. We can raise enough here to feed us, but our savings are gone, and we'll not be able to meet the payments on the farm. I know how worried you are, but maybe if you gave yourself up...
No. No. I can't do it. I'll manage somehow, as long as you stick by me. I'll go work in the field.
That afternoon, the Lone Ranger and his Indian companion Tonto headed south toward Eagle Pass and the Rio Grande. As they approached the entrance to the doctor's farm, Tonto pointed and spoke.
Look, Kimosabi. Little girl near trail. Their dog on the ground.
The dog seems to be hurt. We'll stop a moment. Whoa, Silver.
Whoa, Scott.
Golly, mess, man.
Don't be afraid. Is your dog hurt?
No, I'm playing doctor, but Rags won't lie still. All right, Rags, you could get up now.
Where did you get that doctor's bag? That's not a toy.
Oh, no, it's real. I found it in Daddy's closet.
May I look at it?
Sure. Here.
Thanks. Is your father a doctor?
He's a farmer. He told me so.
What's your name, little girl?
Sally Frankford.
There's a card glued inside the bag. Dr. Frank Rockford. The doctor must have left this with your father.
I don't know. I found it in the closet.
Well, I'm sure your father wouldn't want you to use these instruments, Sally. Perhaps you'd better take the bag back and put it where you found it. Here.
All right, mister. Is he a wild Indian?
No, me pretty tame, Sally.
Tonto is my friend, Sally.
Do you always wear a mask?
Well, most of the time. But never mind the mask. Take the bag back before your father misses it.
All right. Come on, Rags. Goodbye.
Steady, big fella. Easy.
Easy. Easy, Scout.
Strange a farmer would have a doctor's kit in the house, Tonto. All right, let's go. I want to reach Eagle Pass by sundown. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
By the time the masked man and Indian reached the outskirts of Eagle Pass and stopped to make camp, a steady rain was falling.
Whoa, Silver.
Whoa, Scout.
Steady, big fella.
Easy, Scout.
We'll build a lean-to, Tonto, for shelter.
Ugh. Rain needed plenty much. It been dry long time.
Yes, I hope it rains enough to do some good. Let's get busy, Tonto.
The Lone Ranger's hope was not in vain. The rain continued to fall heavily for the next 3 days. On the morning of the third day, Tonto returned from a trip into town.
Me bring handbills from town, Kimosabi. Here.
I'll look them over. One on the outlaw Tex Logan. Last we heard of him, he was up near El Paso.
That right.
Here's one about an escaped prisoner thought to be in Stockton territory. The third one is about a doctor from Kansas City wanted as a murder suspect. A Dr. Rockford. Tonto, we'll go... Wait. The name Dr. Rockford was on the card in the medical kit we saw the little girl playing with a few days ago.
That right.
Tonto, the rain is letting up. We'll ride up the river trail first and search for that escaped prisoner. Then we'll go back to the farm near Milton and have a talk with Sally's father.
Good idea.
We'll leave right now. Perhaps by noon, the rain will have stopped. All right, let's get the horses.
Later, as the two men rode up the Rio Grande Trail, the rain stopped falling. The Lone Ranger was saying,
Tonto, though the rain has stopped, I've noticed something.
What's that?
The water in the Rio Grande seems to be rising steadily. I don't like it.
It's still far down from top of bank.
Yes, I know. But I remember a few years ago, after a prolonged rain, when the river, fed by streams from the mountainous regions to the north, reached flood proportions.
Oh, me remember.
The terrain around Eagle Pass and on down from there is fairly flat. If the waters do rise enough to overflow the bank of the river, many lives will be endangered.
Whoa, Scout.
Tonto, I don't think the people there will realize the danger.
What we do?
We'll go back and warn them before it's too late. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
It was dusk when the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode along a back street and stopped at the sheriff's office in Eagle Pass. The masked man identified himself to the sheriff, then convinced him that there was a danger of flooding within a short time. The sheriff, with a worried expression on his face, asked,
Great day, mister. What'll we do? What do you suggest?
I suggest the women and children be sent to higher ground in all available wagons. Then the men must build a dike of sandbags along the riverbank bordering the town. Above and below the town, the canyon walls are high enough to retain the floodwaters.
Good idea. The riverbank is low only where it borders the town. The sandbag dike should keep us from being flooded out.
And someone should be sent to warn the people of Laredo.
I'll send a deputy to warn them. Let's go talk to the folks down by the river.
Right.
Most of the citizens of the town were lined along the riverbank, watching the turbulent waters.
Oh, no. Hey, look! The sheriff with a masked man and engine.
Now listen, everybody. These are friends.
Friends?
You can take my word for that. They came here to warn us of danger.
What danger?
I'll let the masked man tell you that. Listen to what he has to say.
Men, there's no time to lose. The water will rise much higher. There's danger of a flood here in Eagle Pass and south of here, too.
The rain stopped, mister. The water will be going down before long.
No, you're wrong. The water will drain from the hills. The flood crest will come later, I'm sure of it. We must take the women and children to high ground and build a levee of sandbags. We must act now, or it will be too late.
Hey, look! Look up the river! A big wave moving down this way.
The first flood crest, and it will be followed by a bigger one. Hurry! Get the women and children out of town. Eagle Pass may soon be underwater.
The skepticism of the crowd vanished when they saw the threatening crest of the water moving down toward them. The first crest passed, leaving the water lapping over the top of the riverbank. The Lone Ranger averted panic by putting men to work evacuating the women and children and filling sandbags for a levee. A line of wagons left the town and headed toward the hills. The men who stayed behind worked frantically to build a retaining wall of sandbags along a low section of the riverbank before the expected large flood crest arrived. A full moon shone brightly on the hard-working men as they toiled through the night. Mexicans from the small settlement of Piedras Negras streamed across the wooden bridge from the Mexican side of the river by wagon and burro. Toward morning, the Lone Ranger spoke to the sheriff.
Sheriff, the bridge better be closed to prevent loss of life. The water's washing over it. It may go out.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. I think most everybody who wanted to cross has come over. I'll notify the bridge guards.
A short time later, one of the town's men pointed to the bridge and shouted excitedly.
Hey, look! The bridge is shaking like it's going to give way. And there's an old Mexican trying to walk across. He won't make it.
He's clinging to the bridge rail. He'll go down with the bridge.
That man needs help.
Nobody can reach him, mister. That bridge is about to go out.
I'll try to get him.
Wait! You can't make it.
Easy, steady, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Urging the great horse Silver forward, the masked man quickly reached the shaky bridge.
Easy, Silver. Easy, boy.
The men along the riverbank watched tensely as the Lone Ranger rode toward the center of the bridge, where the old Mexican, panic-stricken, clung to the bridge railing.
Hang on, I'll help you. Come on, Silver.
A few minutes later, he reached the old man's side.
Whoa, Silver, whoa. I'll help you climb up behind me. Now hurry!
Oh, gracias, senor, but it's no use.
Give me your hand. Don't give up. Here.
The bridge. Soon it go.
We'll try to get ashore before it does. Hang on tightly. Come on, Silver. Easy, big fella. We must make it.
Risking certain death, the Lone Ranger guided the great stallion carefully back toward Eagle Pass. The crowd watched, spellbound, as rumble after rumble told of the imminent destruction of the wooden structure. Then, just as Silver reached the edge of the bridge...
Look out! There it goes!
Whoa, Silver, whoa. I'll help you down. There. Easy, steady, big fella.
Mil gracias, senor. You saved my life.
By thunder, I never thought you'd make it. If you'd been a minute later...
Hey, look, over there!
Great, hey, look. A wall of water coming down the river.
The flood crest. I hope and pray that levee holds.
Keep back, everybody.
The sandbags held as the flood crest passed, leaving the water level higher than ever. All that day, the men worked, stopping leaks and strengthening the levee with more sandbags. The following morning, the waters were receding slowly when one of the men who had gone to take the women and children to safety rode to find the sheriff.
Whoa, there. Sheriff, an epidemic of fever's broken out in the big temporary camp we made up in the hills.
What?
We gotta find a doctor.
Only doctor I know is in Laredo, and they're having their own troubles. Anyway, we couldn't get through to him there. What do you think we ought to do, mister?
We'll go and do what we can for them, Sheriff. Of course, without proper medication, the situation may become desperate. Where's the camp located?
About a mile from Milton, back in the foothills.
Let's go, Tonto.
I'll go with you.
Easy. Steady, big fella.
Let's go, boy. Let's go.
Later, as the three men passed the doctor's farm on the way to the camp near Milton...
Easy, Silver, easy. Whoa.
Kimasabi.
Yes?
There, where we see the little girl with dog other day. Her playing doctor.
Yes, she had a doctor's kit, and...
Where'd she get a doctor's kit?
She said it belonged to her father, a farmer. I didn't question her further, but I... Tonto, you and the sheriff ride on. I'll join you later. And I may bring a doctor with me. I'm going to stop at the farmhouse. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Getting up there.
A short time later, the Lone Ranger knocked on the door of the farmhouse.
Mask man? What?
Please, forget the mask. I've come to talk to you on a matter of life and death.
Well, come in.
Thank you.
Who is it, Frank? Oh, a masked man?
Don't be frightened.
Well, I'm not anymore. Did you bring your tame Indian friend today?
Why have you come here?
To talk to you. Dr. Rockford.
Doctor? He called you...
Let me handle this, Mary. Mister, I don't know who you are, but my name is Frankfurt, and I'm a farmer.
I saw your little girl playing with a doctor's bag a few days ago. The name Dr. Rockford was in it.
I don't know where she would get such a thing.
In her closet, Daddy. It was the day that Rags was hiding in there, and I found him, too.
She said it was yours. Also, I read a handbill about a Dr. Rockford. Frank Rockford, of Kansas City. Middle-aged, clean-shaven. Of course, it would be simple to grow that beard as a disguise.
I don't know anything about Dr. Rockford. My name is Frankford.
Oh? Well, I'm sorry to hear it. You've heard about the flood, of course, and about the people camped in the hills near town?
Yes. Yes, we saw the wagons passing and heard the awful news.
An epidemic has broken out at their camp. Many may die, especially the children, unless they have a doctor's help.
Oh, I was sick once. I don't want the children to die.
I was hoping you are, Dr. Rockford. I know all doctors take an oath to save lives. The situation is desperate.
Can you help those people, Daddy? Can you?
Frank, Oh, Frank, you must help them. You must.
Then you are Dr. Rockford.
Yes. Yes, I am. I left Kansas City because I was to be charged with a murder I didn't commit. A patient, a woman, died after an operation. Her husband threatened to kill me. He was found dead on the trail, ambushed, and a gun belonging to me was found nearby. Someone took it from my office. I didn't do it. I left town to avoid arrest.
I understand. Will you come to the camp with me, Doctor? They need you very much.
Yes, yes, I'll go. And later I'll give myself up to the authorities. I'll get my medical kit and we'll leave at once.
The Lone Ranger and the Doctor rode hurriedly to the temporary camp.
Whoa.
Howdy, mister. I've been waiting for you.
Sheriff, I brought a doctor.
Well, thank heaven. Glad to see you, Doc.
Hello, Sheriff. I'll get right to work.
If there's anything that I can do.
I have a small amount of medicine to combat the fever, but I'll need much more.
Doctor, I suggest you write down the name of the medicine you want. Then have the sheriff go into Milton and telegraph San Antonio for a supply. It can be sent here by special courier.
We must get it here as soon as possible.
Just write down what you want, Doc. I'll get it off by telegraph within a half an hour.
The doctor's limited supply barely lasts until the medicine arrived from San Antonio. The Lone Ranger and Tonto, under the doctor's directions, helped to give medication to the stricken people and to relieve the suffering. For 3 days and nights, they worked unceasingly with very little rest. Finally, the doctor spoke encouragingly.
Mister, I think I can safely say the situation is well in hand now.
Good. You've done a wonderful job, Doctor.
Oh, here comes the sheriff. I think it's about time he learned the truth about me.
Steady there. Well, Doctor, thanks to you, things seem to be coming along fine. The folks sure are beholden to you and the masked man.
Thanks, Sheriff. There's something you ought to know.
Oh, I got some news for you, Doc.
News? For me?
Uh-huh. The masked man believed in you, so I went to Milton last night, sent a telegram, just got the answer. Here it is. Listen. Sheriff Fields, care of Milton office. Dr. Rockford no longer wanted by law.
What?
Real murderer apprehended. Signed, Marshall Billings, Kansas City.
I'm no longer a fugitive from justice?
Nope. You're free to go on your way, Doc.
I don't know what to say. Why, now, we'll give up the farm, and I'll practice again.
I'm very happy for you, Doctor. I think the people of Eagle Pass would like to have you settle here.
They sure would. How about it, Doc?
I'd like that. This is wonderful country.
Tonto and I will leave now to trail an escaped prisoner. Sheriff, I'm sure you'll have plenty of willing hands to take care of things in Eagle Pass.
Yup, thanks to you, the water didn't do too much damage. As soon as possible, we'll move these folks back to their homes.
Good. Tonto's waiting over there with our horses. We'll meet again, Doctor. Adios.
Goodbye, mister.
Goodbye.
Easy, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Sheriff, I've met many men in my life, but he's the finest and most understanding I've ever met. Who is he?
Oh, I thought you knew by this time, Doc. He's an hombre that always puts his country and other people first, regardless of the risk. You see, he's the Lone Ranger.
Hi-yo, Silver, away!
We hope you've enjoyed the Doctor's story. Join us again next month for our fourth episode in the Lone Ranger series, The Missing Heir. And don't forget to visit the Vintage Voices website at huntleyradio.com to hear any of our 25 previously recorded radio plays.